It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for Minds Over Matter, the quiz show where you put your gray matter in the ring of knowledge and find out if you can go toe-to-toe with a near genius, an almost savant, and an average Joe. Now your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Yeah, which one am I? All right. I'm going to hope for the near genius, but I'll probably have to settle for the average Joe. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter, and we hope you had a wonderful weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. We will not be telling cozy holiday tales, but maybe later on in the year. Anyway, so we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. And, of course, the Pulitzer Prizes. So feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer for us at 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And let's see, as I said, we'll be giving questions on numerous categories. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. If for some reason you don't get the podcast, please let us know. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world just by having a computer or something reasonably similar to one at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And as I said before, the podcast should be available after the show at kalw.org. So you can call and complain if it's not there. So, or send us an email. Anyway, so we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And it will be a short round because there are just two of us here tonight. With the Giants' marvelous sweep, Obama's inspiring reelection, and Proposition 30's comfortable victory. I don't know what's wrong with me. Lori Fisher thinks he can finally uncross his fingers, put his four-leaf clovers back in storage, and start walking under ladders once again. He will stay away from black cats.
He will. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is taking deep breaths after having to hold it until about 9 o'clock on Tuesday night.
All right. So that is us. Oh, we will begin the questioning with Lori Fisher.
This will be the Jerry Nachman question of the night. A lot of my questions are about presidents and elections, and this one is about movies. I'm going to give you a list of famous actors, and all of them portrayed a real-life president in a movie. And
I have something very similar.
Oh, you do? All right.
But that's okay.
I'll give you two of these. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll let you do. So here's my list. And if you know the movie as well, that would be terrific. First one is Nick Nolte. Second one is Francis X. Bushman. Third is Kevin Kline. Fourth is Brian Keith. Fifth is John Voight. And the last one is Anthony Hopkins, and he played two different presidents in two different movies. So I'm looking for the real-life presidents that they played in movies.
So you better go over the whole list once more. Nick Nolte, Brian Keith, Francis X. Bushman.
Kevin Kline, John Voight, and Anthony Hopkins for two. And let's say you could get two of them.
Okay. Kevin Kline portrayed the president in Dave.
Yeah, but these, I'm talking about a real,
oh, real president.
Dave wasn't a real president, as far as I know.
He also portrayed, I think he played Ulysses S. Grant.
He did.
In the Wild Wild West.
Excellent. Okay. Give yourself a bell on that one.
And Brian Keith portrayed Theodore Roosevelt in The Wind and the Lion.
Nope. Very good. Another bell.
Which was very good. He did a very good job.
He was good, yeah. Want to get one more?
I'm thinking about the Francis X. Bushman.
Okay. That's the hardest.
I'm not sure anybody else will.
I'm sure it'll keep people up at night.
All right. So we'll leave that out. And let's see here. Just to remind you, the number is area code 415-841-4134. We have a bunch of lines open, ready and ready for you. 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
I know the president that Nick Nolte played.
Who was it?
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, excellent. What movie? Do you remember?
It was Jefferson in Paris.
Yes, very good.
Good job.
And one of the presidents that Anthony Hopkins played.
Which one?
Nixon.
Yeah, what was that movie?
It comes off more like Ed Sullivan and Richard Nixon.
Yes, very good.
I got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Burgess Meredith once played a U.S. president. You know who it was?
He played James Madison.
Right. What was the movie?
Magnificent Doll.
Right.
Very nice.
About Dolly Madison.
Wow.
And here's one question for you.
Yes.
What company, better known for making lawnmowers, actually made automobiles at one time?
What? Say it again.
What company, better known for making lawnmowers, actually made automobiles at one time?
Oh, lawnmowers, huh? John Deere?
Nope.
Lawn Boy?
Nope.
The Lawn Boy 500.
Two names.
Two names.
Starts with a B.
I don't know enough about lawnmowers.
El Toro. I used to sell lawnmowers in my distant past.
You think so? All right, Briggs & Stratton.
Here's some of it, yeah.
Wow. Eric got that, our board up. So.
Very nice.
Yeah, he used to make those cheap quality buckboard racers.
Oh. Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. The tallest statue of a famous American in the United States is of who? The tallest statue of a famous American in the United States is of who?
Was this person tall in real life?
Reasonably, but not excessively.
Right.
I will tell you the statue is 67 feet tall.
Well, that's taller than he was in real life. Or she, it's a man?
It is a man.
Okay. Wow.
The tallest statue of a famous American in the United States is of who?
How about Davy Crockett?
That's a very good guess, but no, not Davy Crockett.
Somebody of that ilk, kind of a pioneer, heroic type like that?
Roughly.
Yeah. Not a president or a religious
figure. It is not a president.
Okay.
The tallest statue of a famous American in the United States is of who? It's 67 feet tall. And
would it help to know where it is?
It is west of the Mississippi River.
All right. That probably helps a little bit.
Okay. And it is not a president.
Okay.
All right. Second question. What is the only state where Obama did better in 2012, vote count-wise, than in 2008?
I think I know this. Mm-hmm. I think it's Alaska.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then I think I don't know it.
He couldn't do much worse in Alaska.
Yeah,
I suppose he could do a little bit better.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I read that that was one of the states he did, but there's only one state where he got a higher percentage of the votes?
Yes. What is the only state that where Obama did better in 2012 than in 2008?
Okay, let me...
So, take that over, and the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Ed Green, the president of the North Carolina chapter of the Mind Over Matter fan club.
A regular caller, yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
And hi to Kurt, of course. I have two quick questions for you that relate to physically challenged people in the theater. I think that's the theme of this evening.
It was a couple evenings ago, but that's okay. We'll stick with
goodness. I'm behind.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Unless the show's on tape delay.
What was the name of the television series where Raymond Burr played a police detective that was wheelchair-bound after being shot by a sniper? And
Ironsides.
Yeah. Okay, that was an easy one.
Yes.
Good. Now, we refer to one of my boyhood heroes, Zorro. And Zorro had, in the original series with Guy Williams on the early Disney series, had a manservant that was mute, as they described it, but not deaf, although he pretended to be deaf so that he could help Zorro out. This was played by Gene Sheldon.
Oh, that was the one I was going to guess, so, all right.
Okay, and it would be, I think, too difficult to give you the... actor's name, but what was the character's name?
No, that would have been the easier part, to ask me the actor's name.
So you want to know the character's name, who pretended to be deaf, but was mute.
Right.
Okay. I have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Bernardo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the same series, where Zorro was replayed in the 1990s by the Disney Classic series, it was the same type of part was played by a young boy, Juan Diego Boto, and the the character's name there, and this would have been a little tough if you didn't watch Zorro like I did with my son.
So again, we want to know the character's name?
Right.
Riff.
Riff Randall?
Well, the first one was Bernardo. I figured later on this one was Riff.
I'll bail you out and say goodnight. It was Felipe.
Felipe.
And the interesting thing about these two, they were physically challenged, but they did not play the role of someone who was an underling or whatever. They were clever. They were helpful. They were sort of sub-heroes to Zorro, and I think that was an interesting point.
Thank you very much for the question.
Thank you, North Carolina.
Yeah, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Our panel tonight is the Mighty Two, Lori Fisher, who teaches English at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And if you'd like to join us, we have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. And you're listening to us on, 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Mine's sort of a follow-up to your question about the state that Obama gained percentages in. I'm looking, there were four states in which he lost more than 5% of the vote. And I want to know which ones they were. So there are four states in 2012 in which he got 5% or worse as far as losing votes over that four-year period. What were they?
5% or worse.
Yeah. So in one state, he went from getting 34% to 25%. That was the worst that he did. And that's the most interesting one, and maybe one that's...
So he didn't necessarily win any of these states.
He lost all of them.
He lost all of them.
Yeah.
How about Georgia?
No.
Indiana?
Not Indiana.
Well, he won Indiana and he lost it by this time. Well, last time he won Indiana. And this time he lost it by several points.
Our listeners may. I looked as closely as I could for this, but there's a pretty good chance I might have made a mistake. So somebody check out there in Indiana, and as well as the answers I'll give too.
All right, go over the whole thing.
Okay, so I'm looking for the four states in which that Obama lost both in 2008 and 2012. Maybe I'll add that little thing, and that he lost 5 percentage points or more. The biggest one, he lost over 9% of the vote between 2008 and now. So which of those states did he get worse in?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Yeah, my answer was about the tallest American statue. Would that be the statue of Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, wow. Where's that?
It's in some particular state, and it's really like... Two or three stories.
This is 67.
Well, this is 67 feet tall, so I think this is taller. But I wasn't aware of that statue of Marilyn Monroe, but no, it's not the tallest anyway.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And let's see here. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a fairly complicated political question. Well, not that complicated, really. as you may have figured out, Romney and Ryan, their ticket, they lost all their home states. I say all their home states because Romney had a couple of home states.
You're counting all of Romney's home states?
Yeah, and you can't use Utah as his home state because it's not his home state.
Okay.
But, you know, Michigan and New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And Ryan lost Wisconsin.
Right.
So what I'd like is the last... let's see. I want the last Republican ticket to lose both their home states, Democratic and vice president, president and vice president. So the last Republican ticket to lose all their home states, and the last two Democratic tickets to lose all their home states.
Wow.
So it's I'm asking for two of the Democratic tickets because that's a little easier. And the Republicans a little bit harder. So again, what was the last Republican national ticket, president and vice president, to lose their home states?
And did either of these win the election?
None of them won the election.
Ooh.
None of these people I'm looking for won the election.
Okay.
So again, what was the last GOP ticket, president and vice president, to lose their home states in the general election? And who were the last two Democratic tickets, president and vice president, to lose their state, their home states in the general election?
Good question. I thought maybe Clinton and Gore had lost their home states, but they didn't.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So I'll give you a guess.
Yeah, this would be a good one to leave out there, too. Are these relatively recently?
They're all in the 20th century.
Yeah, okay. That's not that recently.
Well, yeah.
Thinking more like in my lifetime, which is also some of the 20th century.
Right. So just once more, Republican presidential and vice presidential candidates to lose their home states in the election, the general election? And who were the last two Democratic presidential and vice presidential candidates to lose their home states in the election? So I'm looking for two different elections.
How
on
about
the Democratic.
Nixon in 1960?
No, he won California.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, let me think about this. This will be a lot of dead air when I'm trying to think
All right.
about this, but this is, turn it to the
and
the listeners.
And the number to join us is 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ellen in San Francisco.
Hi, Ellen.
And I think that the tall statue is Paul Bunyan.
It is not Paul Bunyan. This is a real person.
A real person.
Real person.
Okay,
that's
so
a great guess.
That is a tall statue. I've seen pictures of it, too. But, it's not. This is a real person. Thank you.
So you're saying Paul Bunyan's not a real person?
As far as I know.
Shoot.
It might be based on a real person.
Yeah.
But it's not a real person. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I'm thinking that McGovern and his running mate must have lost all their home states. Is that correct?
Yes. Who was his running mate?
Ooh.
Yep. Eagleton.
Well, that was his first running mate. Who was
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I forget.
I'm going to give it to you. Can you name me the home states, though?
Can I name their home states? Okay, McGovern, South Dakota.
Right.
And who came in there?
His running mate was Sergeant Shriver.
Sergeant Shriver.
And what state was Sergeant Shriver from?
I don't know. I'm going to say Massachusetts.
No. Not Massachusetts. So I'll leave that part out there.
I have a guess on the states. So do I understand correctly? We're looking for the states that Obama lost the worst.
No.
Is that what the question is?
We're looking for the states in which Obama lost, but he lost the most ground between 2008 and 2012.
Oh,
his percentage dropped the most.
That's all. You're looking for the difference. States,
yes,
that's all. So Texas.
No.
Utah?
Yes, that's number one. Yeah, that went from 34% to 25%. That's the top one. Very good. What else?
I was going to say I wasn't even sure whether he had won or lost these states I'm listing, and my other guess was going to be Tennessee.
No, that's not on the list.
All right. Did I get a call for Utah or McGovern?
Sure.
Good enough. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Tamara. I love your show. I've never called in. I don't know if this is right, but I was thinking, is it Crazy Horse?
Oh, that's a very good guess. But no, it's not Crazy Horse.
Oh, okay.
That's a really
Thank
good
you.
Guess.
Thank you. That is a big statue. I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah, and that one's not more than, that's the one.
That is
like
not 67 feet tall, yeah.
All right.
No. And let's see. Again, we have a couple of lines open. The number is 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Lori, why don't you go ahead?
How tall is Mount Rushmore, do you know? Not that tall.
No.
It seems like they'd be... That's a good guess.
But those aren't statues. Those aren't really statues.
Okay. Good point. Okay, I'm sticking with the election. Only two states... switched their went from either Democrat to Republican or Republican to Democrat in the last election from 2008 to 2012. Which state switched and which way did they go?
Well,
so 48 remained the same as far as their redness or their blueness, and I'm looking for the two that switched.
Well, Indiana and North Carolina.
That's correct. And which way did they go?
And they went to Republican.
Yeah, very good.
So
give yourself a bell on that one. That was quick.
Not by as much as you would think in North Carolina. I think Indiana was more.
Yeah.
Okay, give us another question.
Okay. This one might be too much in your wheelhouse. Too bad Jerry's not here to miss these. Who was the last candidate to win electoral votes who was not a Democrat or Republican? So the last independent party candidate to win any electoral votes at all. I'll give you just one guess.
Well, I don't, Perot didn't win any electoral votes that I know of.
No, he didn't, yeah.
And so any electoral votes. It could be one.
I think so. That's the way it was phrased in what I saw, and there was nobody above it, so.
Well, George Wallace.
That's correct.
Yeah.
How many states? Remember?
Well, let's see, 68. Well, there are 72 also, but 68, I think he won, I'm going to say 4 or 5.
That's very good. Yeah, he won 5 states.
Yeah.
Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
Right.
Kind of predictable.
I don't think he came too close in California.
He did very poorly in California.
Very poorly.
Yeah, right. But shockingly well. Okay, give yourself a bell on that.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
The reception is so poor that I can actually hear you better on the phone. But so that's my excuse if I don't get it right, which I probably won't. But your questions about the vote. The first one was about in which state did he Obama lose the most from 2008 to 2012?
Yes. There were 4 that he lost more than 5%, and one of them was Utah. We're looking for the other 3.
Okay. I'm just going to make a couple of guesses. Oklahoma, by any chance?
No.
Okay. How about New Hampshire?
Not New Hampshire.
Okay. All right. Thank
All right.
you.
Very good.
Thanks, Linda. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, this is Ed. And I want to answer the question about where Sergeant Shriver was from.
Yes.
And he was from Maryland.
That is correct. He is from Maryland. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Yes. Okay, I have a movie question here, a political movie question.
Okay.
We all know that the movie Lincoln's came out on Friday, roughly, and Daniel Day-Lewis is playing Lincoln. And he is, of course, an Academy Award winner for Best Actor. However, there have been 4 other Academy Award winners for Best Actor who have played Lincoln in movies. And now 2 of these were TV movies made for television. But the other 2 are feature films. So, again, there are, besides Daniel Day-Lewis, there are 4 other winners of the Best Actor Academy Award who have played Lincoln in movies. And 2 of them were made for TV movies, 2 of them are feature films.
One of them's Henry Fonda.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right.
Okay.
And that's yours.
That's mine. Well, good, because I don't know anymore.
So again, who are the 4 winners of the Best Actor Academy Award, besides Daniel Day-Lewis, to have played Lincoln in films? Laurie got Henry Fonda, who was in Young Mr. Lincoln, which is a very enjoyable film. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend it.
That's a great film.
Yeah.
I think I know one more, but I'll hold off.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Julie from The Mission, and I think I have the answer for the tallest statue.
Yes.
Is it Sam Houston?
It is Sam Houston.
Yay!
Very good. Very good.
He's in Texas.
And Yes, have you seen the statue in person?
No, I have not.
It is in Texas. It is in Huntsville, Texas, I believe. Let me check
that. Okay.
And yes, it is the tallest freestanding statue of a famous American in the United States, 67 feet tall. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
My Davy Crockett instinct was good, but not good enough.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Oops. Wait a minute. Okay. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I had one answer to the Lincoln question. Raymond Massey?
Well, he did play Lincoln in the movies, and he was nominated for Best Actor, but he didn't win the Academy Award.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And this is best actor, not supporting, right?
Right.
Okay. Because didn't Walter Huston play him?
He did, but he's not on the list because he only won best supporting actor.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted a little slack cut on that one.
And, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So last week I asked you a question. How many out of 10 or 20 cells of our body is you and who, but other cells that's not you?
You.
So we eventually reached that only one out of 10 cells is really you. The rest are other cells.
Ah.
Do you see that at all?
No.
Okay. If somehow you could count all of the cells in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
The actual part of us that we call ourselves is only one out of 10. And it can be only one out of 20 in some people. I'm talking about living cells. The rest of them are bacteria and other creatures, amoebas and so on and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. Really, one out of 10 to one out of 20 cells in our body are really us. The rest are not us.
Okay.
So I have a couple of questions for you that are really good this time. Okay, every time, whenever we have the first rain, then few days later after the rain, we'll get some information about death, people dying. Do you know why?
You mean...
It happened in the news. It happened in the news actually yesterday and today.
I suppose it depends on how much rain there is.
It always happened after the first rain. No, I'm not talking about car accidents. I'm not talking about road accidents.
Just there's a higher percentage of natural death, is what you're saying.
No, I'll give you a hint. If you heard the news this just in the last, actually yesterday, it has something to do with eating. It has something to do with food.
Oh, people get depressed and eat more in the rain? I don't know.
Is food contaminated?
No, I will give you another hint because I really want you to. I want to warn people because people don't.
Is this people picking mushrooms after the rain?
That is it. Huh? That is it. That is it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
400 people died within the last 5 years from eating mushrooms. And it is a bonita mushroom which looks totally harmless to somebody who doesn't know what they're eating.
Right.
And most of the victims usually are people from the Orient, like Vietnamese or whatever. But the incident happened this weekend up north. Two people actually died, and four people are plunging to life because their liver is damaged. Totally destroyed the liver.
Right.
Okay. Second question. Everybody know my history. I've been extremely angry at how the middle-class Americans were totally robbed by banks. So I have been advocating for, the last several years to bring a RICO Act against all banks and, the rest of them, the whole Wall Street. Do you know what the word RICO stands for?
It's R-I-C-O-H,
There's no H.
Oh, there's no H? Okay.
No H. It's just R-I-C-O.
So,
racketeering? Is that the first word?
First word, racketeering is good.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it would be fun to have because I really want to be able, we have been robbed. Nobody feels it more than a business owner, a businessman, okay? So we've been robbed, and I've seen it happening all the time. We've been robbed by credit cards. We have been robbed by real estate, by bubble after bubble after bubble. We have to really put all of these bank CEOs in prison where they belong. One question for your audience. Which state has the highest number of heroin addiction and also the highest deaths from heroin?
A lot of sunshine.
Only one state has really high, but for some reason, and is not... It's not California. It's not New York. It's not one of the. It's probably one of the less likely to come to your mind. Why don't we leave that to the audience just for fun?
All right.
So we need to know what RICO stands for, and also which state has the highest number of addiction and death from heroin.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Great show.
All right. Bye-bye. Cheerful. Cheerful call.
That's just for fun, the heroin question.
And let's see. Lori, it's your turn.
Oh, it is. Okay. Let's see here. All right. I almost feel like recusing you from this, but I'll give you half of these. These are all presidential questions. I think these are my last ones. Who was the first president who was born as a United States citizen? And then I also want to know who was the first president who was born in the 18th...
Wait a minute. Oh. You mean the first president who was born as a United States citizen or the last president? You said last.
I meant the very first one.
Okay.
And not the most recent
Martin Van Buren.
Correct. Okay, who was the first president who was born in the 1800s, the 1900s, and who was the first one who was born in a hospital?
The first president born in the 1800s or the last president born in the 1800s?
Sounds like you're trying to trick me.
I'm not, actually.
The very first president born in the 1800s, the very first one born in the 1900s, and the very first one born in a hospital.
Now, when you say 1800s, do you mean the year beginning with 17, as in 17?
I mean the year. The first time.
Because the 18th century is...
Yeah, it's not the century thing. So it's their birth certificate would have said 1800 or... a number higher.
All right. Okay.
And I'm sure it sounds like you know it. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, 1800?
1800s. First president born in the 1800s, 1900s, and the first one who was born in a hospital, although I'm dubious about that last one.
The first president born in a hospital is Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Okay. Let's leave the other two out there. Right. This is low-hanging fruit for you.
I don't know about that, because I can figure it out. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yes, actors, Walter Huston.
He did not win the... Remember, these are only actors I'm looking for who have won the Academy Award for Best Actor. So not Walter
Huston. He won supporting. Oh, okay, because it was D.W. Griffith's 1930.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, supporting. Okay? Okay, look, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And let's see. Okay. All right, I'm going to give you more of a presidential thing here.
Okay.
These are six... professions that presidents had before they were president, okay? They could be in public life and they could be in private life. So these are six pre-presidential professions of the presidents. Number one, newspaper publisher. Number two, mining engineer. Number three, a bank vice president. Number four, deputy sheriff. Number five, public hangman.
Wow. It's a good gig.
And number six, haberdasher. So again, these are pre-presidential professions of some well-known presidents. Number one, newspaper publisher. Number two, mining engineer. Number three, bank vice president. Number four, deputy sheriff. Number five, hangman. Oh, that is part of a sheriff's office. And number six, haberdasher.
Well, I'm happy to say I know one of them, that I'm only going to claim one. The Harry Truman was the haberdasher.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ran a clothing store in, I think, Kansas City.
Yeah. Quite dapper.
Right.
And I think our listeners know all the rest of them.
We shall see.
Yeah.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. And again, that's 415-841-4134. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet.
Okay, for me, I'm looking for these actors played real-life presidents in movies, and so I want to know the names of the presidents in the movies. Francis X. Bushman, Anthony Hopkins, we got Nixon, but we're looking, he played a president in another movie, and then John Voight. I'm looking for the three states besides Utah in which Obama lost more than 5% of the popular vote in those states. He also lost those states. And then I'm looking for the first president who was born in the 1800s and the first one who was born in the 1900s.
Okay. And I'm looking for the last Democratic ticket. Now, I asked for two, but I'll just repeat the original question. Who were the last two Democratic presidential and vice presidential tickets not to win their home states? Okay. The last two Democratic and presidential and vice presidential national tickets not to win their home states. Our listeners got McGovern and Shriver. That's South Dakota and Maryland. What is the other Democratic candidate, the last one not to win their home states? And what is the last GOP, as you know, Romney and Ryan did not win their home states. What is the last GOP ticket not to win their home states? So, last one. And I asked about presidential professions, what they did before they were president. So I give you the professions once more. Newspaper publisher, number one. Number two, mining engineer. Number three, bank vice president. Number four, deputy sheriff. Number five, hangman. And also I asked the, who are the, let's see, we have three left here.
Other than Henry Fonda and Daniel Day-Lewis, because those were already mentioned, who are the three other Best Actor Academy Award winners to play Lincoln in the movies, and I'm including made-for-TV movies? Who are the other three, besides Henry Fonda and Daniel Day-Lewis, winners of the Best Actor Academy Award to play Lincoln in the movies?
And two of those were on TV. Were they miniseries, or are they one-time?
Yeah, at least one was a miniseries.
Boy, we should be able to get that.
Oh, yeah, and what is the only state that Obama did better, what is the only state in the 2012 election where Obama did better than in 2008?
It's amazing that he only did better in one state.
He still won, that's the important
thing. Yeah. Boy, I don't know.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
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 So I have two guesses.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is about the state, one of the states where Obama lost more than 5%. One of them Indiana?
No. That's what Dana had, but if somebody checks on that and lets me know, I think it happened, but he didn't lose more than 5% of the vote in it.
Okay. And the other guess is for the first president born in the 1900s.
Yes.
Was it Kennedy?
It was Kennedy, born in 1917. Very good.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. This is Dana in Sunnyvale.
Hi, Dana.
Another Dana.
Number two, mining engineer, Herbert Hoover.
That is correct. Herbert Clark Hoover. Very good.
And I think it was you who called earlier with his series of opinionated whatever they were. But regardless, can you acronymize Racketeer Influenced Criminal Organization?
Nicely done.
Very
that's
good.
RICO.
That's absolutely correct. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's a great show, as always. I can't tell you how much I love you, and I'm just waiting to get my stupid Android device up so I can listen to you guys online and not worry about twisting my antenna out of shape.
What do you mean you can't tell us how much you love us? Try.
I can try.
We encourage you.
I can send you guys another donation is what I could do.
Oh, that's very
keep
sweet.
You guys on the air, and because it's just... It's a joy, and I listen to stuff from around the world, and this is, like, my number one thing to do on Sunday nights, I can tell you that much, so you're at least one-seventh of the way.
That's very, very nice of you, and it's always a pleasure to talk to another Dana.
It always is. They're so rare.
I know.
But regardless, thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
It's a great club.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
And we have Ede's heroin question out there, too.
Yeah, the heroin question.
People will be calling about.
Right. And next call.
Hi, my name is John from Berkeley.
Hi, John.
And I'm guessing that Dallas, Texas is the heroin capital of the U.S.
Oh, do we even know?
No, we don't.
We have somebody here that might be able to find out.
We have our researcher right on it.
He didn't leave the answer, so we'll
just wanted
we'll
to
write
the state, right?
Oh.
Not the city.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he did leave it? But it's not Dallas. Okay. No, I'm sorry. It's not Dallas.
Oh, okay. And as far as the states that did 5% worse, I think one might be Idaho and one might be Montana.
You're in the right neck of the woods, but neither of those are on my list.
Huh. And then for the state that did better, I'm guessing California.
Not California.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day then.
Thank you very much.
How about Illinois?
Not Illinois.
Okay.
Uh-uh. And what does that say? Baltimore? Is it Baltimore? Okay, yes.
It is? It's Baltimore?
The Baltimore is I'm sorry.
It's an in-studio.
It's an in-studio thing. Yes, Baltimore, there are more. That's the capital, heroin addict capital of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Something that I didn't see it on their tourist, tourist board.
They're better business drill. Doesn't advertise it like they should.
And let's see. Lori, I think it's your turn.
All right. I am moving into, these questions are set up for Jerry, so these might be easy for him, so they'll be good for you. I'm going to give you the names of, I think, four really famous plays that became really wonderful movies. I want to know who the two or three original stars were in the Broadway production. So I'm looking for the original Broadway cast of the key, the stars of Sweet Bird of Youth, which was 1959, the two stars of that. Beckett, 1961. Virginia, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? If you know all four, that would be great. And Amadeus, And in every case, none of the people played the role when it went to the movie. So I'm looking for the original cast of Sweet Bird of Youth, Beckett, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and Amadeus. And there's a chance.
I thought that,
I might be wrong on Sweet Bird of Youth.
Yeah, I thought that Geraldine Page and Paul Newman actually did play in the Broadway. I think she was.
I think you might be
right. I think she created the role. Yeah. And I don't know if he was the first chance, but he did it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Take that one off the list. So just, right. I apologize for that. I'll add one more. Let me just do the three then. Beckett, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and Amadeus. Who was in the original?
I can't give all four for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but I think it's Uta Hagen and George. Is it George Grizzard?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Uta Hagen.
Who played George and Martha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, George Grizzard played the lesser role.
Oh, he did?
Yes. There's somebody who played George with Martha.
Ooh. Okay.
So those are two of the four.
All right.
And so we're looking for Beckett. The other two on Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and the two leads of Amadeus.
Okay. I think he played George in a later revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on Broadway. But
George Grizzard. He might have. Yeah. No, but the other star is older than George Grizzard.
All right.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
This is Linda, your kindly phone man said it was okay to call again.
Yes.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Is that Jessica Tandy?
No. She didn't play either of the parts. Uta Hagen played the lead, and we're looking for the one who played, I think.
Okay. Now, the presidential occupations.
Yes.
Newspaper publisher, that's Warren G. Harding.
Right.
Ooh, okay. Very good. And I think Cleveland was the hangman.
He was.
Okay. Wow. All right. And one more guess on the states that support went down for Obama.
Yes.
Could it be Nevada?
It's not Nevada.
Okay.
Good
All
guess.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so what is the only state that, as of this 2012 presidential election, has an all-female congressional delegation and governor?
It's New Hampshire.
It is New Hampshire.
Yeah, yes. That was a
Very
wonderful,
good.
Wonderful moment.
Now, how many of them can you name?
I can name none of them, but I know our audience can name all of them.
You got the state, but all right, I'll leave it out. You can say anybody wants to name them.
I think it's the first time in history that's been true.
Yes, it is.
How many representatives do they have?
Let's see. They have two.
So a total of five people,
yes.
Five women.
Yes.
Yeah. Go New Hampshire.
One governor, two senators, two congresspeople.
Yeah.
So see if you can name any of them.
Okay. I know I can't.
All right.
And I should.
They're all Democrats except for one.
If the New Hampshire Minds Over Matter fan club wants to call in and chastise us, we deserve it.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yes. I'm going to give you some famous actresses.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have something in common with one exception.
Wait a minute. This is overly complicated for me. But all right.
It's a little complicated, yeah. Okay, can I give the actresses?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jean Harlow.
Mm-hmm.
Norma Shearer, Greta Garbo, Hedy Lamarr, Luc Velez, and Carol Lombard.
Jean Harlow, Norma Shearer, Greta Garbo, Hedy Lamarr.
Luc Velez,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And Carol Lombard.
And five of them have something in common and one of them doesn't?
Yep. it's quite obvious.
They all, well... I know Clark Gable was the leading man to all these people except for Lupe Velez.
Yeah, that's very true.
that's pretty good.
okay. But there's
more?
There's something else that's quite obvious.
Okay. Jean Harlow, Norma Shearer, Greta Garbo, Hedy Lamarr, Lupe Velez, and Carol Lombard.
Is it something about their movie careers or more?
About their careers and about, their career. I would say their careers, yeah.
So more that than their who they were married to or
no,
that they're
no,
left-handed.
No, nothing like that.
Wow.
About their work as actresses and in films, let's put it that way. It's quite obvious. I mean, when you think about it.
Okay.
Something
that's... Okay.
We're all...
Hmm.
You should know this, Mr.
Well, thank you. Thank you for rubbing it in.
Well, I thought you did know the Clark Gable thing. Is that something to do with silent versus talkies?
No, it has nothing to do with Clark Gable either.
And, does it have anything to do with a co-star?
With what? No. Oh, no.
No, no.
No.
And you'll have to give me a hint then, because I'm not picking it up.
Hedy Lamarr would be the exception.
Hedy Lamarr.
None of the others were spies. They have that in common.
I don't know. Garvel played Mata Hari, but...
yeah, right.
Lamarr would be the exception. She was a spy, too, in Vienna.
Right.
When she was married, too.
Is it a role that they all played?
No, it was something with their career, with their films.
Something about anything with Academy Awards?
Nope.
It's a good question.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
The only one of these, you know, famous women was Hedy Lamarr, and she was the only one who filmed in Technicolor.
Oh, okay. Let me think for a minute. Norma Shearer.
Norma Shearer, never. Garbo, never.
Lupe Velez, no.
I was going to say Kay Francis, too, but she never filmed in Technicolor.
No.
Carol Lombard, never.
It's a good question. I'm sorry I didn't do better with it.
That's
I was going to say Clara Bow, but that would have been obvious.
And did Hedy Lamarr do a number of Technicolor films, or just one?
What about Samson and Delilah?
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you
right
go.
Forward.
Yeah, okay. Many.
Strange Woman and all these.
Yep, it's a good list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hey, I was calling to answer the heroin capital of the U.S.
Yes.
Thinking it's Miami.
It is not Miami. Did we say what it was
we
in
did
studio? Okay, it's Baltimore, Maryland.
All right, my next guest is the Blues Brothers' hometown, Chicago.
It's Baltimore, Maryland. It's Baltimore, really.
Oh, yeah, I had to choose from Baltimore, Maryland. Sorry, yeah. I thought those were the previous guesses, and it's definitely Baltimore, yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have a couple of lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Laurie, do you have something relatively brief to throw in?
I think so. These are tricky, I think. I think they're accurate. In each case, I'm looking, the answer is going to be a film that was nominated for Best Picture. And as far as I could tell, only one television series became a movie that was nominated for Best Picture, only one TV special, and only one TV miniseries became movies that on their own were nominated or won for Best Picture. So three different films. One, which television series turned into a movie that was nominated for Best Picture, which TV special became nominated for Best Picture, and which miniseries. And I'm not saying whether they won or not. But...
all right, once more.
Okay. So I'm looking for a television series that was turned into a movie.
That was nominated
like
for
Leave Best It to Beaver, but it right wasn't that. It was nominated for Best Picture. I'm looking for a TV special, a one-time thing that was turned into a movie that was nominated for Best Picture. And I'm looking for a miniseries that became a Best Picture.
A miniseries,
yeah,
that was made into a movie,
mm-hmm,
nominated for Best Picture.
And I think the hint on the miniseries is it was not made in the United States. The miniseries was imported from another country, and it became the movie here.
Ah. Hmm.
The movies are all Best Pictures, very well known.
Hmm. Is it too much of a giveaway to say what language the miniseries was originally in?
It would, because I'm not positive. I think, and this might be a hint, it was multilingual. I think it came from Europe, but I think it was in at least two or three different languages.
Okay. And it was shown on American television?
Ultimately, yes. It might have been shown after the movie was released.
Okay. All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Would the presidential bank vice president be Coolidge?
It is Coolidge. Very good.
That's
excellent.
Great. So, and
for 19th century born president, would that be Pierce?
No, he was not the first president born in the 1800s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see, for Lincoln actor, F. Murray Abraham, did he play Lincoln?
Yes, he did. That's very good. I'm glad you got that. That's I think it was in a movie called Dream West.
Is that the TV movie?
No, that was a feature film.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of which one should have played Lincoln. And he's on that list.
Good job.
That's good.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. And give us a call, 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. All right, let me see if I have left here. Okay. The who are the longest-living post-administration president and vice president ever?
So, mean they lived the longest after they were out of office?
Right. Who are the longest living post-administration president and vice president ever?
And this is number of years or what age they got to be?
Number of years.
Well, is Jimmy Carter one?
Well, you have to give me the president and the vice president.
Oh, you mean it's together?
Yeah.
They're one team. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I thought you wanted they were individual. Okay, so collectively,
yes,
they live the most years.
No, well, I'm not adding the years from one to the other. I was just saying I want the president and the vice president involved.
All right. So it's how about Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale?
You're correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 25 plus years.
I thought you were leading
and still
me down.
Going.
Yeah. It's still racking up the years. Who's in second place on that? Any idea?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure. So, yes, the longest living post-administration president and vice president, Carter and Mondale. It's 25 plus years. Okay. Obama's highest vote percentage was in what two states? In other words, what are the two states he did the best in?
Well, I'm going with California. Is that right? Oh, I have to get both? You have to look. Okay. Yeah. California and Illinois.
No.
Okay.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Obama's highest vote percentage was in what two U.S. states?
Did I get any of those right?
No.
Okay. Okay. How about New York and Massachusetts?
No.
Okay.
46 states to go. And
well, I know which ones he lost credit in.
That's
so
true.
Not
all right.
Utah.
So you probably got it down to, you probably even it down to maybe 15 or something.
He didn't win Alaska.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah,
this is John from Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And obscure presidential lore, because I think this is the question that I asked a few weeks ago. The Democratic ticket that lost their home states, would that be Wilson and
Marshall?
Marshall, yeah, of Indiana in 1916.
I'm going to give you a bail because they actually did lose their home states, but they weren't the last one.
No. They were the only two to win the election.
Oh, I see.
Because, you see, that's when I asked the question, because there was a lot of speculation at that point. Massachusetts was evidently hopeless for Romney. And, of course, Wisconsin was a swing state.
Right.
But, you know, the projectors and, you know, so on, they were all having various scenario in which Romney could win the election, but they'd lose Wisconsin and Massachusetts.
I see. Yep. Okay. Yes. Yep. Well, you're right that yes, Wilson and Marshall were the last two to lose their home states and win the election.
I have a kind of amusing, because I know you like words and names and, you know, that kind of thing, question about the states that Obama and won, four of the states he won have something very similar about their name. Four of the states that went for Romney five of the states that went for Romney have something very similar about their names.
Hmm. So you're not counting, for instance, the word new?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the ones Obama won, right?
Yes, Obama won.
Oh, what I know.
So New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York.
New Delhi.
Oh, come on. Not that far away from here.
New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
And then I think Romney won the ones with directions
with
in them.
West
Virginia, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Right, all the states that have north, south.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's interesting.
Good job. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a wild guess on the miniseries.
Great.
Was it an earlier version of Schindler's List, perhaps?
No, but not a bad guess at all. If that was a miniseries, I don't know it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't either, but I'm just thinking, you know, where they would have been, you know, going through different countries, speaking different languages. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Yeah, the Bye. Different countries, different languages on a serious topic, that's a good hint.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Well, listen, I can't remember what the question was. Three questions back, I think it was something about that had part of it as a miniseries.
Yes.
Oh,
which television miniseries turned into a movie that was nominated for Best Picture?
Nope. That wasn't that question.
That wasn't
it. Wasn't it. Okay, wait a minute.
Okay. Was it about Best Pictures?
No, it's like four questions back.
Is it Lincoln? Is it the Lincoln one?
Could be. What is that?
All right. Well, the four winners of the Best Actor Academy Award played Lincoln in the movies. One of them was in a miniseries. No.
I'm striking out. I'm sorry to take your time.
That's okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is Paul in Albany.
Hi, Paul.
In the New Hampshire delegation, one of the senators used to be the governor. Her name is Jean Chaine.
Right. Excellent.
And then my guess for a movie that might have been used also as a miniseries was maybe The Longest Day. That was a movie that had lots of different languages in it.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't a TV miniseries or a special.
Okay. And then my idea about, you know, the state where he, like, got, you know, the worst result compared to the past, maybe North Carolina. He lost North Carolina this time, but he'd won the previous time, so he...
That could be. It's not on my list, though. That's a good guess. Yeah. He won this. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
All right.
Tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And, all right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Hi, this is Lorraine from Crocker, Amazon area.
Hi.
And I wanted to answer the Abraham Lincoln, and the one that was in a miniseries was Gregory Peck.
Right, the Blue and the Gray. Very
blue
good.
Blue and the Gray, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a great good. Series.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
All right, you too. Okay, time to clean up here. What do we got?
All right, I have quite a few this time. The TV series that was nominated to be Best Picture was The Fugitive. The TV special that was nominated for Best Picture was Marty. And the TV miniseries that was nominated was Traffic. The original Broadway cast for Beckett was, and this surprised me, Laurence Olivier and Anthony Quinn. Mm. The original cast of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf was Uta Hagen, George Grizzard, which Dana got, and Arthur Hill and Melinda Dillon.
Arthur Hill.
And in Amadeus starred Ian McKellen and Tim Curry. The first president who was born in the 1800s was Millard Fillmore, the go-to guy in all these presidential questions. And then we have the movie questions. Anthony Hopkins played John Quincy Adams in Amistad. Francis X. Bushman played George Washington in a movie I've never heard of, The Flag, a story inspired by the tradition of Betsy Ross. Mm-hmm. John Voight, shockingly, played FDR in Pearl Harbor. I think that's it for me.
Okay. The Obama's highest vote total this year was, strangely enough, it was in Hawaii and Delaware. Hawaii and Delaware. The last two Democrats before McGovern and Shriver to lose their home states in the general election were Adlai Stevenson and Estes Kefauver. That's Illinois and Tennessee. The last two Republicans to lose their states in the presidential election before Romney and Ryan was Alf Landon and Frank Knox. That's Kansas and... Ooh, it might be Maryland. I'm not sure. The deputy sheriff, that was Teddy Roosevelt, who was a deputy sheriff. And the winners of the Best Academy Award, Best Actor to Play Lincoln, ones we're missing are just Charlton Heston, actually. Charlton Heston.
And which was the state that he had an increase in votes?
The only state where Obama did better in 2012 than he did in 2008 was New Jersey.
Wow.
New Jersey. So if we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to Eric Wayne and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. Of course, thanks to Lori Fisher for sitting in with us tonight. Thank you very much, Lori.
Thanks, David.
And my name is Dana Rodriguez, and have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye. It's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.